Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them in this way. Do not go into the pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go, rather, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Gospel of the Lord. Israel is a luxuriant vine. That image of Israel as a fruitful vineyard extends from the Old Testament to the New Testament, but we see what was happening in the 700s BC in the northern part of the Holy Land. As God blessed them and they prospered from that luxurious vine, rather than thank him, rather than give him back first fruits, they were building pagan altars and fertility poles. They were being unfaithful to the spouse who had so blessed them, squandering the fruits of his love because their heart was false, wasn't really desiring to be true to the covenant. And so destruction would come, not directly from God, but through the Assyrians, because they were weakened by their pagan worship, that they wouldn't be able to withstand what was coming from without, because they weren't grounding themselves on their relationship with the Lord. But the vengeance that the Lord would take was given to us in this last paragraph. Sow for yourselves justice, reap for yourselves the fruit of piety. It was a forceful call to conversion, to another way of interacting with that luxuriant vine, one that would be just and pious, giving God and giving others what they were due. Break up for yourselves a new field. Don't try to plant on the way that you've used it before. Start something fresh. You're being given this opportunity. And here comes the great prophecy. For it's the time to seek the Lord till he come down, come and rain down justice upon you. So Hosea was calling them to seek the Lord and promising that the Lord would rain down justice. Isaiah would pick this up and talk about the heavens pouring down the just one, which is what we sing throughout Advent. Rerate de supir, cheli de supir, et pluant nubes justum, with a capital I, Jesus himself. The psalm was talking about this desire to seek God's face, and it built it up over the course of time. And then finally we see that God came and took on a human face so that we would be able to have that desire fulfilled. But it wasn't enough for him to come. That God who came wanted us to take in the harvest from that luxuriant vineyard. Yesterday, Jesus said, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few, so pray the harvest master for laborers for his harvest. And the disciples began to pray, and immediately thereafter, he chose 12 disciples whom he named apostles. We get their names today. And there were three essential aspects of what he was going to have them do with him, what this labor involves. The first is the calling. Jesus called each by name. The second is the giving of the authority. These words are shocking. We hear them a few times a year so that they no longer sort of blow us out of our seats. But he gave them authority, his authority, over unclean spirits to drive them out, to cure every disease and illness. But what if Peter, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude been thinking when Jesus was saying this, raise the dead, he'd give them the capacity to accomplish. He gave them his authority. As the just one was rained down, he was going to continue that irrigation by filling us with living water and sending us on out. And then he sent them, is the third part of it. And apostoloi is that word to be sent. We lose it a lot. We have it in the word missionary because we're constantly being sent on out by the one who gave us that mission. And off they went. And Jesus, as an interpretation of the deeds he was telling them to accomplish, said, as you go make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven has approached, in the Greek. It's drawn near. You've still got action, just like Jesus would go up the mountain and bring all the people up there to be cured. He wanted our response, just like when he said to the blind man, come here, and the blind man had to get up, whereas it would have taken Jesus just a few extra seconds to go to the blind man. He wanted the cooperation. So the king has drawn near, his kingdom is drawn near. That kingdom is being shown by all of these prophesied messianic deeds. But there has to be the response. And Jesus told them to whom to go. And we always have to be reminded of this. No matter how many times we hear the words, love your neighbor, a lot of the times we think about the person we're going to meet later. We actually don't think about the person sitting next to us in the pew, person who lives right next door. In the same way, Jesus was not sending him here to all the earth, to the people whose face colors you never even imagined, but to the lost, not in the sense of don't know their directions, but lost almost in the sense of perished, is what the Greek means. To the mangled and abandoned sheep of the house of Israel, as the heart of the Savior looked up yesterday. Look around you. See the people who really need the Lord. And go to them. And go to them with my capacity for healing. We can sometimes look at the authority that Jesus gave them and said, well, like, wouldn't it be easier if we could, with our hand, heal the pain of the people that the Lord sends us? But the Lord, this was just the start. He's given us far greater gifts. He's given us the capacity to heal souls, to forgive sins, which is way beyond this. He's given us the capacity to bring his body, blood, soul, and divinity down on earth at all times. He's given us the capacity to prepare people for heaven. It's given us the capacity, truly, to communicate with God in prayer. These gifts are so much greater than these temporary ones. And he who has called us and given us that authority and sent us out accompanies us because these are the true signs of the kingdom. How do we respond? Are we praying that we be real harvesters? Are we hearing that call and receiving that authority and boldly, just like these first 12, going out and using the gifts that he has given us precisely to help those people who are perishing, who are mangled and wounded, to come to recognize that we are the nurses of the divine physician who reigns in the world precisely to bring them what they most need, to help them to seek his face and then to find it. Great way we do is at Mass each day. Those of us who seek the Lord's face are able to behold in disguise the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world. He summons us here. He allows us to enter into his own authority. And at the end of Mass, he sends us out. We are an even more luxurious vine. When Jesus sent out the apostles to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, sometimes we can look at that as a transient mission And then after completing that, we'll be sent to Jerusalem until the ends of the earth. God expands the house of Israel. And he brings everybody into that luxuriant vine. Let us receive with good soil the seed the Lord plants today.